Bishul Perak Aleph Seif Lamed Beis. Chashashot Isu Bekdeyas Chamim Shadayin and Special called Tzolkoi. The chashashos which you have with cholent if it is not fully cooked. Nispael Sif Tensov. Shmuel Akbet Shekola Tavshirim Oindim Ala Eish Ala Plata B'Shabbos Yeh Mevushalim called Tzolkoi Meknis Tashabbos. The person has to be very careful. Any sort of cooked things which he wants to leave on the stove, it should be 100% cooked before Shabbos. Then ein atav shem mevushal kol tzok. Afilo rak echod mi markiv of ein mevushal kol tzok. Kegoy shashu et shebechamim lo nizbash kol tzok. Also lasa shum, also lasa shum pola. Hamoysef chum bekdeya umemay bezeh bebishulo. He says, if there is any one of the sorts of the food which are inside this pot are not 100% cooked before Shabbos, even if not, let's say it's only the part of the food, even if the cholent itself is cooked, but you'll have the tavlinim, the spices and these things which are not cooked before Shabbos completely. He says the case is shuit. If you put in bebelach, sometimes it takes a very long time till it cooks, and even if the cholent is cooked, then the bebelach may not be cooked. Do you know that there's anything which is going to help it to hurry up its cook on Shabbos? He explains in cases what could be the problem. Aleph, ein nekav kedei b'matazel ha'esh, kim shenuyset b'chum, afile mechelek mimeno oimet kva neged alava. Even if it's neged alava, it's put already on the stove, on the point from the fire, you don't have to go make it nearer. Because making it nearer makes it going to get more heat. More heat means it's going to go and burn quicker. Base. The Kosh Kenshim Nothing Kadezu Magabesh also relaxes. Once in a while, allowed to take this pot from the fire and to put it back. Okay? Because putting it back means you're going to cook it. Given it makes better mix back there also the Shumla Kasisa. Given shall they can most of Chumla the Tavshil. My mind is pishulay. If you lifted up the lid from the pot, you know, I'll put it back because now when the lid is off, it'll take a long time to cook. Now if you put it back, it'll be quicker to cook. Therefore, you're helping it cooking quicker, so it's not allowed. Dalad, v'chin ein loisef kisu noisef, kegoyin laniach peget agabi kdeh zameichom. Shindu memai bezeh zavishul. To go and cover up with another peget which wasn't covered up before, you are helping it to go and cook quickly. Yeah. That explains in brackets. So when you say that, when you have Shabbos kisu agav kdesach mark, the kisu is a mechases esa kdesach hamin. Also kasher noitel kdesach mark, but agav ayesh, also lo ele kapel es kisu agav kdesach hamin. And yes, but there, behem dvoim, shatayin special consort, mishum dadeh akipos, nems a moisiv kisu noisiv, yes, but there, mishum mevashol. It says like this. If a person had a cover on a pot, a lid on a pot, but chutz from the lid, he had a cover, let's say a quilt, and the quilt's going over the urn and the pot. Now, even if it was put before Shabbos, but now on Shabbos we're going to take the urn away, then you're going to be left with the pot by itself. You don't have to go and fold the cover, the quilt, let's say, and to be more quilt on the cupboard, on not the cupboard, on the pot, on the pot, if inside the pot it's got things which are 100% cooked. Therefore, you are hurrying up the cooking from these things which are 100% cooked, which is also to do Shabbos. Therefore, one of the problems is to go and cover it with another cover on Shabbos because you're helping it to go and cook quickly.